Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. In this video, I'm going to call a landlord that we're about to close on a rent-to-rent deal. They are six units. They're happy with the price currently. I'm just ringing to find out more about the landlord and to understand that whether we may be able to structure another deal or maybe perhaps we get on the deal to be on a rent-to-rent deal. So let's see what the landlord tells us. I just go on my investor here.
Please hold.
That I am helping to close a deal. So it's six apartment, we're looking to close it on a rent-to-rent. It is three one-bedders and three three-bedders. Hello?
Hi, who is on the line?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Rahim. Are you well?
Alhamdulillah, I'm all right, thank you. Salaam alaikum, by the way, I just realized. How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm originally from yeah, but I've been to Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. How about yourself?
I'm originally from. I've been here nearly all my life.
MashaAllah, that's good. That's good. So, but it's beautiful. I went to not long ago. Beautiful.
All right. Yeah. What are you doing there?
I've got my IT department, the one that does my IT. Their office is based there, so I went to visit them. Just to see how things are going. Beautiful, beautiful. I love the food. You know, alhamdulillah. Yeah, love it. I'm telling you, I love the food. The people are amazing, and yeah, so it's good. I love it.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So, what about in the UK? Are you?
I'm based in Cardiff. Have you been in Cardiff?
No, that's South Wales, isn't it?
Yeah, you're missing out. You should come. There's a massive community of. As well,
yes.
You know,
I'm happy where I am. I don't want to deal with any human being.
You need to deal with a human being for you to get to where you want to go.
No, not that way.
Is it?
Right. Okay. Now we need to speak business before I disappear.
Okay. So let's do this then. So.
Right. Okay. I've spoken to your colleague. And she's put me in a picture.
Yeah.
The only snag I have is I've got tenants already in the property.
Yeah.
What do we do with them?
So what we could do, first of all, we ask the landlord if it's okay for the tenant to move out. So what we'll do, we'll help the landlord. We can help them do the letters to evict them because we wouldn't want to inherit the tenants, to be honest with you. We want to go in brand new tenants or new people that we're going to be dealing with. But what we do first is to say, okay, if you're happy, we agree on price. Because what the landlords are normally worried about is say, okay, if you agree now, we haven't signed contract, my tenant moved out, you've left me with a vacant property. So what we do is say, okay, we can pre-agree the date, right? We would help you issue all the letters on your behalf. In some instances, we write it, email it to you, right, for you to issue them out after we've agreed on the agreement, probably pre-sign the agreement. We help you, the tenant move out. Once the tenant moves out, we come and inspect the property. And then if we're happy with the property, we can say, look, Muhammad, we're happy. Let's carry on as we've agreed. If there's any delay in the tenant moving out, because sometimes you do have hiccups where they say, oh, I'm not going to move out. They try to be a bit difficult. But in most instances, they tend to leave when they were supposed to leave. If they don't, then obviously we then advise the landlord to do a possession order. So that one also, in most cases, we help them do it. We apply for it on their behalf, get them to do all the legal stuff and make all the payment, and then the tenant moves out. When they move out, then we took over that flat. Sometimes we do it in phases, depending how tidy the tenants are within the building itself. If they are kind of a good tenant and they're a very nice tenant, we've only got one that is causing us a bit of trouble. We can say, okay, now let's carry on doing what we're going to do there whilst we try to repossess the property from the person who is reluctant to move out. So once that person moves out, then what we then do, we then took over the whole building. That's how we normally do for a property that is already renting.
Can I just pose something to you, Ray?
Yeah.
Why don't you buy the properties?
That's a good question, to be honest. We haven't looked at it that way. So we could...
Because I'm not happy with the situation where I'm going to ask the tenants to leave and then you could come in and inspect the properties and then you might like it, you might.
No. We are going to like it because we're going to put you an offer. Send us a picture. We can go and we can inspect the property first before they move out anyways. Right?
What I'm going to say to you, Ray.
Yeah?
Can I just stop you there?
Go for it.
I've spoken to your partner before. And yeah. I'm trying to refinance my properties.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to develop building plots myself.
Good.
On contract basis.
Okay. Okay, so if I was to buy it, I'm going to be honest with you, because for me, my word is my bond. I'll need a tenant out before I even consider buying it or before I even put an offer, because I've got a property I bought it, right? I think it was 9 apartments. We had half of the apartment gone, and then the other half, until to date, we're still having trouble getting rid of the tenants. Because what the council had done to us is basically, they said to us, because we are the new owner of the property, we have to reissue tenancies back to the tenant and give them the required notice for them to move out, right? So we are going through that process. We bought a couple of properties also in South Wales. We're going exactly the same thing. So what I don't want is to actually to do the same thing again.
I understand your problem.
Yeah.
I understand how you do things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my situation is I just want a straightforward, peaceful process where there's no hassle.
Yeah.
At the moment, I have no hassle with my tenants. I've got nothing. Rent is up to date with everybody.
Good, okay.
I don't have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my situation is I would rather you have a look at the properties from inside and mm-hmm. outside.
Yeah.
Have a look at them, and then we agree on it. And then what it is, basically, you,
mm-hmm.
Once you've taken over the properties, you can get rid of the tenants or keep them.
Right, okay, so...
Because I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
If I give the notice right now,
mm-hmm.
Someone will leave within a short period.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be one, two, three,
mm-hmm.
maybe four tenants will move out as soon as they could.
Mm-hmm.
The other three would move out, but they'll need time like... 1 week's away, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be restricted to the time he'll be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a retail unit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he will move.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, I can always offer it to what you call sit down, talk to them.
Yeah.
But I'd rather if you take a portfolio on.
So what we could
do.
What we could do. This is what we could do. We can take the property in phases. As I said, all the going back and forth, if you nominate us, give us the power, we can kind of liaise with the tenant that way. When it comes to sitting down and talking to them, you might know them better than we do. You can sit down and talk to them. But what I would want to say yes to you now is to say, look, I'll take on the property with the tenant. A couple of months later, I turn around and said, no, I can't. Right, because I'm having XYZ. But what we could do, we can do it in phases. Whoever moves in, we take on that flat. Whoever moves out, we take on that flat as they move out. So you don't lose rent per se. So we could do it that way if you wanted it that way. However, if you want to sell, that's a different ballgame. I'd have to go back and look at the figures. And I would have to ask you a few quick questions as well.
Raheem, yeah? Save you time, save my time.
Mm-hmm.
Going around in circles, I would like to avoid that. What I would like to do is sell the whole lot to you.
Right, okay. So, okay, we are prepared to look into that. But as I said, we'd have to buy it at vacant position either ways. But what we could do, you could kind of give us the address. I can do my due diligence with my agency, see what we think would be the perfect price for you and for us for the property, and what's the market rate is. Okay, and then hopefully we can take it from there. But just a quick question, why are you looking to sell? Is it because you got a development that you want to do?
I need to carry on. Not carry on. I need to take the money out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two things in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
One is to buy land.
Mm-hmm.
The planning permission.
Okay.
That is the number one target.
Mm-hmm.
The number two target is, if that doesn't happen, I want to buy a farm.
Farm. Oh, bless you.
Right. Okay. So I want to release these properties.
Okay.
Or when I say release them, sell them.
Okay.
I've got a farmhouse now, mm-hmm. 1.7 acres.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 12 bedrooms. We've got 3 lounges, 3 kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a garage, which is already a flat system.
Mm-hmm.
We converted that into a flat as well. I didn't. It was done before I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting another room onto that one.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a caravan and camping site.
Mm-hmm.
In that site, we've got 30 mm-hmm. pitches, tents, motorhomes, and 5 caravans.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a more or less a commercial entity now,
mm-hmm.
where we have 8-10 bedrooms to rent out as mm-hmm. Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Three extensions completely free from the house.
Mm-hmm.
If we to release the garage, we could have possibly 4 separate extensions.
Okay.
That is in Peak Park. That's a beautiful area. Everybody mm-hmm. loves Peak Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to sell that and sell these flats, raise enough money for me to buy a farm.
Okay, brilliant. So you see then.
I don't know what kind of financial muscle you have.
Exactly. So this is what I'm going to ask you now. This is one of the questions I want to ask. So, do you know roughly how much you need to make that happen for you?
We are talking about 2.2.
Okay. So with the flats, let's take it one at a time. With the 6 flat, if I'm correct, it is 1x3 and 2x3, right?
What do you mean?
Like 3 one-bedroom flats and 3 two-bedroom flats. Right, okay. So with that then, how much are you looking to push it on with? How much are you looking to sell it?
We are looking the whole lot without exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
I would say around about 650 for that.
650 for that, okay, without exaggerating, okay. And you need that money now, basically. That's what you're saying.
As I said to you, your phone call came out of the blue.
Yeah.
I pressed a few buttons on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you guys came on board. Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've not seen anything of where I have gone out and viewed anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
After speaking to you guys, if we get anywhere, that's when I start looking.
Right.
And that's when I want a firm commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look, here's the keys. Here it is, you deal with it. I want the money, go through the solicitors, blah, blah, blah. I want to sell, I don't want to rent. No, thank you.
Okay, so if you don't want to rent, I understand now. We will look into that.
The
but,
other one, yeah. If you don't, on the farmhouse,
mm-hmm.
you can take over the 2 extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3 extensions. One is 2 bedrooms with 1 bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
No kitchen facility.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is one whole unit with the 3 bedrooms, lounge, and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
With a snooker room. The other one is 3 bedrooms, lounge and kitchen. In other words, fully self-contained.
Okay.
So you could be renting these 3 units out. Mm-hmm. And each unit, 1 bedroom and suite, you can easily get £50-60 a night.
Mm-hmm.
If you put 2 hot tubs in,
mm-hmm.
or 3 hot tubs outside, the garden is big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you rent them, you can get £130-140 a night, £150 a night.
Okay.
1 bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 8 bedrooms which could rent,
mm-hmm.
that you guys take over. And you can do that Airbnb on that,
mm-hmm.
or holidays, you know, holiday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make good money on it. And if you want the caravan site as well,
mm-hmm.
caravan and camping, we can offer you that as well.
Right, okay. So, to be honest with you, we came with the intention with the flats. I have not even looked at those caravans because told me about it. I said, look, let's look at the flats first, build a relationship with Muhammad from there, and then see how we can take on the other part of the building, okay? Because we haven't even looked at the figures on that one. So with the flats, if we're going to buy it or lease it, we'll ride the tenant out. I'm going to be honest with you because I don't want to waste your time, right? If we're not be able to do that upon completion of either of the deals, we will not be able to carry on because we already have about 12 units that we're dealing with moving our tenant. So I don't want to add anything on top of that. Whatever we're going to go ahead with, if we may be able to agree on, I can say, look, I'm going to agree on it. If I'm going to buy it, I'll tell you I'm going to buy it. I'll give an offer.
I want to stop you there.
Yeah.
It would be easier for you guys,
mm-hmm.
to say to the tenants, look, we have taken over the property.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish to turn into a B&B.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to move in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, the tenants will be more lenient, shall I say.
Okay.
More understanding.
Yeah.
But if I was to go in and say, look, I'm selling the property, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
There might be the odd one saying, no, this is my house, this mm-hmm. is my home. I'm not moving.
How long have they stayed in the property?
One person is leaving next year. He's been with me for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving in with his father.
Mm-hmm.
The other one has been with me. Stuart's been with me about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lorry driver. He mm-hmm. works away 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he will be a trouble.
Okay.
Then we've got Glenn. He's an old man.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be a trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Jenny in flat 2. I don't think she'll be a trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Jan. Jan, I don't think he'll be a trouble either. And then mm-hmm. we've got 2 Albanians just moved in. Mm-hmm. About 4 weeks ago. When I say, what date are we on today? 5th?
Today is the 7th.
Yeah. 7th, yeah. Mm-hmm. Roughly a month ago, they moved in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they won't be a problem.
Okay. So just a quick question then.
Majority of them will not be a problem, but okay. I don't want to go in there.
Correct. I do understand. I understand where you're coming from. You don't want to unravel. You don't want to unravel stuff that are already working for you, right?
Yeah.
I understand. Are they all on contract right now? Literally, they are on a 12-month contract or their contract has expired?
It's a year contract. The only way I would do that,
mm-hmm.
would we would sign the contracts,
mm-hmm.
and then we would discuss the price and sign the contracts with the solicitor.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm prepared to issue the contracts. The notices.
We are prepared to do that as well. We haven't got a problem with that. If you remember, that's what I said at the beginning.
Then what we do is one by one, I say to all of them, right, listen, guys, here's the paperwork. I've sold the properties and I'm asking you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Or the new landlord is going to increase your rent, which you won't be able to afford.
Yeah, we could do it that way.
That's the best way. Because the moment you say you're going to increase the rent, the new landlord,
mm-hmm.
they're going to pack the bags.
Yeah.
They're going to start looking.
Yeah, they're starting
looking. If I was to say I've sold the properties and no, then the situation is going to be, they might get one or two people might turn around and say, they're nice with me now,
mm-hmm.
good with me now,
mm-hmm.
they might turn around and say, oh, he's leaving now, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have no relationship with him, so, you know, F him off.
Yeah.
Or give him a hassle. Or, you know, you don't know, you can't predict their behavior because the circumstances will suddenly be upside down.
Yeah, change. So what we could do also, what we normally do, right, we will pretend to have taken over the property, right?
What we will do, I want you to come down and have a look at the property. party.
Yeah.
Have a look at it, discuss it.
Yeah, but I'd like us to agree something on principle before, as you know, I live in Cardiff. That's going to take me a day or so to go back and forth, or maybe even sleep in Buxton. Or I need to kind of agree something in principle before I start my journey. So what we could do, you and I can agree, maybe in principle or maybe in words. We're going to go in, tell them we have taken over the property. From certain date, we're going to set a date and then ask them to kindly vacate the property as we're looking to do it as an Airbnb or we're looking to move in. Once we've got a response on that, right, we can then kind of sign the dotted line if you're not prepared for us to sign the dotted line, or we could even sign the dotted line. We go along that way, meaning then the contract kicks in as and when the tenant moves out. We could do it out. That's how we took over a property in Blackpool.
I totally agree with you that we sign a contract.
Yeah.
And when the properties become vacant, you take them one by one.
Correct. Yeah, we could do it. That way, then you're not losing out, we're not losing out.
And we're committed to each other.
Yes, exactly. So if you're happy with that, we could proceed with that.
I'm happy with that. But we need to discuss the price when you come down and talk.
Yes, okay. So that agreement could work either we're buying it or we're leasing it, right?
No, I don't want to lease it that way.
You don't want to lease it that way, right? Okay, we have to go back to you because, to be honest, we came back, we're buying the property, right? And now I know you need the money to go and buy your farm. So I'll have to go back and look at the figures and see what figures works for me and for you, right? And then on that basis
then... At the moment, it is producing 3.1 every month.
Okay, 3.1K. 3.2K. Okay, that's fine then. And how about the conditions? Do you have any photos of it?
The conditions are reasonable.
Okay.
One of the flats is good, the other one's good. What I said to you, or a colleague early on was, I said if you were to spend £2,000 to £3,000 on each flat, say you spent £1,000 on the kitchen, £1,000 on bathroom, and £1,000 on carpet, £3,000, maximum £500 decorating, £3,500, call it £4,000. You've got fantastic flats.
Right, okay. All right, that's fine. Leave that with me.
I'm being totally Rahim. I'm a businessman, you're a businessman.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to come all the way from Cardiff.
Yeah.
Waste your time and waste my time and energy.
Yeah.
I would rather be straightforward and say, look, Rahim, come and spend £2,000 to £3,000 on each flat, £1,000 on garden, the whole project, spend £20,000 to £25,000, you've got a fantastic place.
Okay. All right.
You hear me where I'm trying to lead you?
Yeah, I am. I understand.
I'm not misleading you. I'm trying to lead you in the right direction where you know what I'm talking sense.
Okay. So what we're going to do now, if you could kindly release the door number, right, so that we know what...
Number, you got my telephone number. What I want you to do is, if you want to come down, I have got accommodation.
Yeah.
You want to stay overnight, you can stay at my Airbnb.
Okay. Let me look at the figures first. Right?
Look at it. I'm not going to charge you for staying overnight.
Okay. And
we're going to offer you the room with the, you know, accommodation. And I mean, if you want breakfast or you want your meal, you'll have to go out and eat outside.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. No problem at all. So,
we won't charge you for staying over, okay?
Okay. So, what we're going to do then, if you help us with the door number of those flats.
No, I've given you the phone. Taken over in November. She's hoping to buy that property, retail property.
Okay.
We've already agreed on a price of 110.
Okay.
But they were having problems selling that. No, not problems. There's a bit of litigation with the solicitors where the boundary wall had a tree in the middle. So the land registry title deed, they needed to sort that boundary wall out because the tree was bang growing in the middle. It's a big tree. So they that was the discussion which I had last month, last time, that was in January sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if she buys that place, fine. If not, you've got 8 units.
Okay. All right.
So I have not given you the rental on the 8th unit, and I have not given you the address before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that one is already fetching £400 a month, but the price we agreed is 110.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that makes it 8 units now, not 7.
Okay, 7 units. When you said 110, they're talking about 110 a week, right?
Which one?
The one that you said is just 110.
The price we agreed to sell.
To sell. So you're talking about one building. It also has a commercial unit in it, is it?
It's got 2 commercial units and 6 flats.
Okay, okay.
And the shop next door I had, which was my shop, I sold that 2 years ago, and a flat at the back as well. Mm-hmm. But that's only 2 units which were owned by somebody else. Well, otherwise, the whole building is mine.
Okay, that's fine then. So leave that with me then. We would have a look at the figures and get back to you with an offer subject to seeing the property. If we're kind of along the same path, then I can then travel up there, have a look at the property myself. And then if you're all happy then, and we can then take it from there.
Go on Google Maps and you'll be able to see something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, not a problem. We'll do. So we will get back to you by Tuesday, Wednesday next week, okay?
Right, okay. I'll write your number down.
Yeah.
Put this number down in the diary.
Okay.
One second. Let me just to speak to my son. Put the next week's date out, next Tuesday, Wednesday. It's working, but there's no point doing the tickets. Just give them numbers. We'll feed the numbers through. That's it. Right, Raheem. What's your company called, Raheem?
It's Bar Properties. Bar Properties.
How do you spell that?
Bravo Alpha Hotel Properties.
Bra, B-R-A?
No, it's
B-A-H.
B-A-H. Bravo Alpha Hotel.
Bravo.
Alpha Hotel.
Alpha Hotel.
And then properties, plural.
Bra Properties.
Yeah.
Properties. Right, okay. And what's your phone number? Right, okay, I'll leave it with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So basically, we wanted to get a rent-to-rent deal with him, and we wanted to take on the 6 flats, and now he wants to sell us 8 flats. So basically, he wants to sell because he wants to buy a farm. So what we're now going to do, I'm going to analyze that deal, go and put an offer. Either we buy it, or we lease it for long term. I've also told him I don't want to inherit tenants. These are one of the things you don't want to do when you're buying an investment property. You want to ensure you do not inherit the tenant. Why? Because you don't know what sort of tenant they are. And secondly, you don't know whether they're paying rent every single month. And thirdly, you don't know how long they've been in that property. So hence the reason why we do not inherit tenant at all. So let's hope we're going to close this deal. And once we've closed it, we've got 8 units we can add into our portfolio. I really hope this session has been helpful. If it's been helpful, smash the like button below. Subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing the next one. That's all for today. And thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me. And I hope it has been an inspiration to you too, to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you would like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to raheembar.com/guest. Fill out a short questionnaire to sign up and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Raheem Bar, and TikTok, Raheem Bar 101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.